Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Doctors remove life support as family says farewell to newborn. Then he starts breathing. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A family prepared to say goodbye as doctors went to remove life support from their sick baby boy. But miracle baby Carson Jax Hugh defied everyone's expectations as he started breathing on his own. When Chelsea Hugh gave birth to Carson Jax at 36 weeks, things took a terrifying turn. Though the delivery was swift and the baby boy's heartbeat was strong during labor, all that changed after he entered the world. Suddenly, Carson's heart stopped. After laying the child on his mother's chest, his heart started again. But soon, his heart rate was dropping again and doctors discovered a host of medical concerns. They put Carson Jax on life support and ran a bunch of tests and evaluations. A lot of questions surrounded the causes of this little boy's illness, but doctors eventually determined the only option was to remove life support. The only way to describe what has happened is that this beautiful baby boy has suffered two very rare traumatic conditions that are completely unrelated to one another, one being unidentifiable as to a cause, wrote the little boy's heartbroken Nana, Lisa Hugh. Doctors suspected a hemorrhage in the boy's left temporal lobe, along with the diagnosis of non-ketotic hyperglycemia. NKH is a rare genetic disorder causing an accumulation of glycine in the body's tissues and fluids. And after lots of prayerful consideration, Chelsea and her family decided to remove life support and allow Carson to find his healing in heaven. The family requested prayer as they prepared to remove life support. And as they began saying goodbye to Carson and Jax Hugh, something amazing happened. The little boy defied the odds and began breathing on his own. Today, we witnessed a miracle, Lisa Hugh wrote on Facebook. We were given 10 minutes after withdrawing intensive care and the ventilator and told he would not breathe on his own and to expect his heart to stop within those 10 minutes. Well, God and Carson had other plans. As soon as doctors took Carson off the ventilator, he began breathing and his heart rate and oxygen levels stabilized. He began breathing, swallowing, and gagging, all things the doctors said he'd never be able to do. And the blessing completely overjoyed the little boy's family. I'm not sure why I ever thought we were so undeserving of a miracle, and I'm not sure how long we have with him, but we have him now. And now we will take, Lisa said. The miracle baby is surprising everyone with his progress. And while only God knows his future, Lisa Hugh and Chelsea Hugh are reveling in the blessing of each minute with sweet Carson Jax. Carson still has so many things to overcome, but each day brings unexpected miracles. A few weeks after the family had doctors remove life support, the miracle baby was still surviving, growing stronger, and defying expectations. Doctors even discharged him from the hospital and sent him home with his family. Carson has continued improving at home. He's grown to a healthy weight, and his heart rate and oxygen levels remain stable. His glycine levels have dropped dramatically, which is incredible. And while this precious baby still has a long way to go, he's progressed well beyond anything the doctors ever thought possible. Prayers continue to surround Carson Jax Hugh, and we ask that you add to them. The Lord clearly has big plans for this sweet little boy. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things, which your eyes have seen. Deuteronomy 10:21.
Rescuers rejoice over missing infant found alive and say it's nothing short of a miracle. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A missing infant found safe in a field in Louisiana was the cause of a lot of celebration. That's because when 8-month-old Miguel Jackson went missing, rescuers didn't have much hope for a positive outcome. But God had his hand on this sweet child, and his safe return is being hailed a miracle. When a woman showed up at Baton Rouge Fire Station having a mental health emergency, first responders rushed to get her help. But it wasn't until the next day that the woman began mentioning her baby not with her when she arrived at the station. This kicked off a frantic search for the mother's missing infant, 8-month-old Miguel Jackson. Family members reported Miguel was with his mother when she left her home seeking medical treatment. However, the woman showed up at the fire station alone, not mentioning her missing infant until later. Rescuers launched a search but feared the worst. So everyone breathed a sigh of relief when the missing infant was found alive and safe in a field. The timing didn't give us a lot of hope, but the baby was tough, said Mike Chutzi of the East Baton Rouge Emergency Medical Services. The mother led the search crew to a church near her home, and from there, rescuers were able to locate the missing infant and found him alone, but alive and well in a field. The medics jumped on him and started treating him right away, and I think he's going to be fine, Mike went on to say. You know, it's still in a dangerous area, but still think that it's just a miracle, basically, to see the condition he was in. I did not expect that at all. Rescuers took 8-month-old Miguel Jackson to the hospital as a precaution. There, doctors confirmed the baby boy was in stable condition with no signs of trauma or injury from the ordeal. Thank the Lord for delivering this baby safely into the hands of the rescue crews.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercool, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.